I'm Bill Edelman of the State Historical Society of Missouri's Cape Girardeau Research Center, and this is Tales from Days Gone By. July 27, 1871 proved to be a tragic day in the small Wayne County community of Lowndes. Lowndes is on Castor River near the Bollinger County line. Richard D. Cowan established the first settlement in the area in 1817 in the township that would bear his name. The village received a post office due to the efforts of Representative Lowndes H. Davis, and grateful residents named the town for him. After the Civil War, the town attracted several businesses, including a large sawmill under the proprietorship of Captain John Wybark. The mill employed many local residents, including a large number employed as teamsters. Captain Wybark employed a man to herd the teamsters' cattle in a nearby pasture. However, on this particular evening, one ox belonging to a teamster named George Huddleston escaped. The animal eluded the herdsman and entered a nearby cornfield belonging to William Epley, another teamster who lived close by. This was not the first time the ox eluded the herder and visited the cornfield. After the initial instance, Epley had threatened to kill both the ox and Huddleston if it happened again. Huddleston had offered to make good the damage, but Epley indignantly refused. Epley discovered the ox eating his corn, then went to the house where Huddleston lived with his father. He called out Huddleston and began to curse him about the ox breaking into the field. Huddleston yelled back and a quarrel ensued. As tempers rose, Epley drew a large knife and threatened to kill his co-worker. Huddleston ran into the house and returned with a loaded revolver. In the meantime, Epley responded in kind, running to his home nearby and also retrieving a revolver. The two met and immediately began firing. Epley shot Huddleston twice in the left leg, fracturing the bone in two places, both above and below the knee. Huddleston's second shot hit Epley in the body, and he fell dead. Huddleston was immediately arrested and placed under guard. In the aftermath, Epley's friends were so enraged that they threatened to lynch Huddleston, but eight guards and officers were able to prevent further violence. Bystanders fetched Dr. Henry Flintsey to treat Huddleston's wounds. He carefully dressed the injuries, but pronounced the wounds to be severe and doubted that Huddleston would recover. Local residents deplored the events because both men were steady, hard-working men. Huddleston was single, but Epley tragically left a widow and three children. The state quickly returned a murder charge against Huddleston. Court proceedings began on July 31st before Justices Flintsey and Lucas. Attorneys Robert Sullivan of Bollinger County and Captain Powers of Coldwater, Wayne County, appeared on behalf of the state. Huddleston's defense attorneys were H. Barrett of Marble Hill and J. E. Willis of Greenville. Huddleston's examination concluded on August 2nd and resulted in his acquittal with a verdict of justifiable homicide from the court. By that time, the initial assessment that Huddleston would die of his wounds proved an error and he was on the mend. One newspaper account ended with an observation on the ox that caused the incident. The bovine individual, on whose account one life was lost and another rendered almost a burden, is quietly grazing on the cane brakes, awaiting the recovery of his heroic master. Whether or not he regrets the terrible act occasioned by his greediness is not known. I'm Bill Edelman of the State Historical Society of Missouri. For more tales from days gone by, visit krcu.org.